In Cuba, President Obama is keeping an eye on Raul Castro, who's been flexing his political muscles. Last week, exactly a year after he took over the top job in Havana, Raul Castro sacked a pair of his top cabinet members. Both were longtime lieutenants under Raul's brother Fidel. One was widely seen as a potential successor to Raul as president. NPR's Tom Gelton has been a close Cuba watcher for years, and he says this is a pretty significant shakeup.
Altogether, Jackie, I think there are around a dozen people forced out, but you're right. Two big names, Foreign Minister Felipe Perez Roque, young guy, just 43. He'd been personal secretary to Fidel Castro before becoming foreign minister. And one of the top vice presidents, Carlos Laje, 57. He basically had been serving, at least under Fidel, as the prime minister of the country, also an architect of economic reforms. And as you say, he was the one who was most frequently mentioned as the next Cuban leader after Raul. But there were other significant people pushed out, too. The economy minister, the minister of foreign trade, the head of international relations for the Communist Party. As for who replaced them, in many cases, some of their top deputies or military guys. One of the things that's interesting about this, Jackie, is that it really shows how Cuba is a communist state, because Perez Roque and Carlos Laje both had to write confessions after they'd been fired with virtually identical language, saying, "I recognize the errors I committed and I assume responsibility."
But they weren't paraded through the streets, I gather. What does that have to, though? Does this mean they're throwing out the young reformers and reinstating the old guard, or throwing out the old guard and bringing in reformers?
It's hard to say. This is, you know, you really have to be a Kremlinologist to interpret what's going on in Cuba. The one thing that the new people have in common is that they're all close to Raul. And the one thing the people who were kicked out had in common was that they were close to Fidel. So in that sense, Raul is clearly putting his own people in. Now, what he said he was doing was streamlining the government. In fact, there were dozens of government ministries in Cuba. He consolidated several of them. So that actually made sense. Whether this will add up to more reform or less is not clear. The big issue here is the succession. All the people that were identified as possible successors have been pushed out. The new people at the top are all in their 70s. So this completely throws out all speculation about who's going to be in charge in Cuba in the future.
How old is Raul Castro?
Raul is 77, and the next in line after him is 78.
Now, Fidel Castro issued a statement after Raul made his move, Tom, saying that Raul had consulted him. How much of a role do you think Fidel actually played here?
He only said that, Jackie, after the fact. So we don't really know to what extent he was consulted. He definitely does not want the idea out there that he's not being consulted. So we don't know exactly how to take what he said. He took a real shot at these two figures who were actually close to him, saying that that they had been seduced by the honey of power for which they had made no sacrifice.
Do you think it's a sign, Tom, that Raul is moving out from under his brother's shadow and setting himself up president for life?
I'm sure he's going to be president for life, but how much of his life is left? He is 77 years old already. But it's clear that he is ruling in the same kind of strongman authoritarian tradition that Fidel had well established.
Tom, there's been speculation that the election of Barack Obama might bring about better relations between Washington and Havana. Does this shakeup give any indication of how Raul Castro might relate to the United States?
Well, Perez Roque and Carlos Laje were two individuals who had been considered to be in favor of better relations with the United States. So the fact that they were both kicked out does not bode well. In fact, Fidel, in his column in which he referred to these guys being ousted, said that the, quote, the external enemy had filled itself with expectations for them, the external enemy being the United States. So on the surface, it doesn't look good. I think that, again, though, we just don't know. Raul is charting his own path here, and it's very hard to interpret his motives.
That's NPR's Tom Gelton. He wrote the book Bacardi and the Long Fight for Cuba, the biography of a cause. Thank you very much, Tom.
You're welcome, Jackie.